Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. We're here each and every week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, the entire football season, and hopefully through the playoffs. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now let's have a warm welcome once again with the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Here is Brandon Derrick.
Everybody's clapping, so we're winning right now.
The winning streak continues, yeah. And the crowd is happy.
They've had a week to rest, too, so they should be a lively bunch.
I think they are, yes. Yeah. I think that's probably an accurate statement right there. So you get the week off. First of all, let's go back over that. Your last game, a big victory, 58-15, and that was over Trinity, a team that we thought would be a run-and-gun shootout, and you guys just start to finish, took it to them again.
Yeah, I thought we played fast early on, like we talked about. I thought our defense executed really, really well. We gave up the big play on the first play of the game, and then we just kind of went out and did our thing, stopped them and played our game. And I thought the kids executed the game plan really well on defense. And offensively, we dialed up a few things and hit some big plays on them. And I think we took the wind out of ourselves pretty early. And, I think when you're down, four touchdowns at the end of the first quarter,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
it might demoralize you a little bit. But, our kids, we talk about playing fast all the time. And so we've done a really good job of playing fast on offense, and that's been a big bonus for us right now.
When you play fast, you're going to meet up with a team, John Millage. First of all, they are 9-0. They are perfect on the season. You are 6-2. You've never played them before. What's the gut level feeling of a team you've never played before with a perfect record coming to the home island?
Well, they're a good football team. They won the state championship not last year, year before last, and so they're a very solid team. They're going to line up and run the football at us, and they mix it up. They're a good multiple set. They do a very good job offensively. Defensively, they're going to be in a 4-4. They're fast. They're aggressive. They're going to blitz. They're going to stunt. We're going to have to do a good job up front. We're going to have to make some plays, hit some creases, and hopefully get some scores, play fast and put the pressure on them not to be able to make a lot of adjustments on defense and, let us go out there and just execute, and play our game. We're not a team that's going to line up and grind it out at people or any of that. We got the kids. We go out there and throw it around and make a play. But, at the same time, we got a pretty good group. If we need to slow down and play, we can. But last six games, I like to play pretty fast with them. I think our numbers and everybody else's numbers have been matching up. So we go out and play as fast as we can on offense and try to take care of our business.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network once again. And talking about Frederica's big matchup, John Millage, the second to last game of the regular season, and then Bullock the following week. Here we are, two final games before the end of the season. Is this where the team should be, where you want it to be, or what are the biggest grade marks right now that you're hesitant on?
I thought we've done a good job from the start to where we're at right now. I've said it all year. It's not where you start. It's how you finish. We're 8 points away from being 8-0 like everybody else right now. And I don't know if anybody's played a Charlton or, the Bowwood people early on in the season like we did. And, we played that Bowwood game beat up a little bit, had a couple people beat up in the Charlton game. And now we've kind of got everybody healthy. We lost a guy this week. And, we got call-outs. We got two guys down going into it. But overall, we've got a lot of people back healthy, and, for us, that's been a big bonus. And so it's enabled us to do what we wanted to do on offense, because when we were beat up those first two games, we had to slow everything down, and huddle and not play very, very fast, and now we're able to play fast on offense. And I think that's been a big key for us. Our kids really like playing fast and getting out there and going.
When you look at your opponent this weekend, John Millage, they come off a 49-0 win over Bethlehem. How do you gauge that game versus your game in Bethlehem?
I looked at it. They're Bethlehem's quarterback threw 6 interceptions, 4 of them in the first half. He threw 1 interception to us, and they had 28 points in the first half, and we had 41. So yep. You throw me the ball. You throw us 4 interceptions, and we might score 70. I'm not sure. It'll depend on whether I want to score 70 or not. But right now, I just, you know, it's hard, and that's what I said earlier today in another interview. It's very hard to gauge where we are at because of how other teams have played them and how we play other teams. You know, they played Trinity early in the season, and Trinity was beating them going into the fourth quarter 20-17. And Westfield was beating John Millage also with 4 minutes to go in the game, and Westfield fumbled a quarterback sneak on 3rd-and-1. If they get it, they run at least 2 more minutes off the clock, and it would have 2 minutes to have to score on them, and they were up 10-7, and John Millage went down and scored and made it 14-10, and then Westfield ran it all the way back down the field with a minute to go, and then I don't know how to gauge what we do. I just know that we play fast, and we try to take the wind out of your sails at the beginning of the game, and if you can hang around and play with us, then you got a very good chance of being in the game. But right now, I don't know. I just think our kids have fell in love with what we did and what we do, and we've done a really good job with it. And we're just going out there, and we work on us and work on making our plays and making the game go the way we want it to.
So when you say that, it's not apples to apples comparison. You really can't do that. Is that harder as a coach to not do the apples to apples and you just have to go with, this is my team and here's what we have to offer, or would you prefer to say there's apples to apples?
Well, I do a lot of apples to apples when I mean, we played Pinewood, they played Pinewood, they played Westfield, they played Trinity. The thing is, people are playing us at different times. We're a whole different football team than where we were game week 1 and 2. We're a much better football team week 8 right now, understanding what we're doing, and our offensive line communicates and talks really well. Our defensive line has figured out what we're doing up front stunting-wise. Our defense has been really, really sharp this week. And I've always felt like they've kind of been that cornerstone. And then all of a sudden, now the offense has kind of picked up. And everybody loves to talk about scoring 50 points. But our first-team defense doesn't give up but about 6 points a game.
Exactly.
And that's... You know, the first team defense is pretty good. You take away some kickoff returns and with some young guys in there and the second team defense being in there in the Lanier game where we were playing 6 or 7 backups on the defensive side, you take away a couple of those things and you look at it, and our first team defense is they're pretty tough. They play a really solid game on Friday nights, every Friday night. But everybody loves to talk about the points, but, you know, at the end of the night, we got more points than they do than our defense has done enough.
And we're going to talk a lot about that defense because they have set your offense up very, very well. We have a lot more to come here tonight on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. We'll be right back on the Bishop Media Sports Network back after these messages from our sponsors.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. The head coach, Brandon Eric, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. We're back with the coach talking about the final two games of the year, mostly about John Milledge coming to town this week in the perfect 9-0 Trojans. Now I want to do a little comparison here, number-wise, for you. You, as an offense, have scored 338 points this year. John Milledge, 300. Points allowed, you have given up 143. They have only given up 78. You're on a 6-game win streak, 9-game win streak for them. But points allowed versus points given up. You've scored more, but also given up more. Assess that.
Again, that's, you know, we're putting a bunch of young guys on the field in the second half.
Yep.
You know, that's how you assess it. Whereas they're still playing their first team defense through a lot of games. I mean, like I said, their first team was on the field the entire game against Trinity. Their first team was on the field against Westfield the entire game. You know, they were still playing their first team kids through the third quarter against BCA and other teams. And so for us, like, again, it's hard to compare because we're rolling people out at halftime or with 6 minutes to go. I don't even remember. We were beating somebody, and with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, we were
rotating guys out.
That was at Austin. That was Augusta Prep. Yeah, and, you know, I already started rotating everybody out, and we have a running clock.
Right.
You know, we get the running clock, and, you know, but we play a lot of kids, and we play a bunch of our younger guys, so we're going to give up some points. We know that. But, again, when you go back and assess our first-team defense – you know, they don't give up a lot, so we feel pretty good about that. And we don't try to do a whole lot to change it up. Just do your job and play fast. And right now, if we just play fast, we're okay. So, you know, that's one of those things right now that's just been really exciting to watch is our defense play really, really fast and swarm to the ball. And, you know, we are really fast. I played scout team a little bit this week, and our defensive line gets there very quickly. And our secondary is really good. They do a really good job. We're reading keys and flying the ball, and we minimize running lanes really, really well. So I hope we can continue to do that.
Now, you brought up the subject. We've talked about it before. We got to go back to it again. You have pulled men so early in games. And the last four games, the second half, has not been the starters. You've changed out so often, so much. The next 2 weeks, you're not going to be able to change guys out. Not at the rate, not at the pace. You're going to go main guys most of the way. That's a mental shift for the guys. Are they ready to go all the distance, all the way, and make those final plays late in the fourth quarter?
And you were to ask them. They're mad at me when I take them out. they're ready to go. Our guys want to play four quarters and just put it out there and beat somebody up, and our kids are ready to go. What's funny is, you know, everybody talks about, well, Coach, are you conditioned to do that? Are you conditioned? Guys, we ran 45 offensive plays today in 20 minutes with me yelling and screaming and carrying off. You know, we don't really slow down a lot in practice on that in our team offense. So we do a lot of that conditioning, and our guys are kind of conditioned to it in program. You know, we run a lot of plays, and when you're doing that, they don't get a lot of breaks. So because they go from one side to the other, but the biggest thing, I think our kids are ready to go play a full game and turn it on, have fun. And you know, they've asked me, Coach, we get up, don't pull us, let us stay out, you know. So I think they're ready.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So is it, at that point, late in the ballgame, let's say you are late, let's say you're into a one-position ball game or a field goal situation. Let's talk about field goals. It's been kind of iffy as of late. How confident, and are we back to a two-point conversation now?
We look good today, kicking field goals, actually. Look really, really good. We've changed some of our protection up front, and I think we've gotten a lot better. We did good today. I think we hit every field goal today in practice, so it was very good, much better today. But I think a lot of it had to do with who we had where up front and getting our positioning and not getting hurried and had good snaps. I thought it was sharp today. Again, you know, we put in our short yardage. We don't really have a short yardage package, as you like to call it.
We noticed that.
We have a scheme, but we've repped that, but not necessarily for 2-point plays. We know what we're doing on that, and to catch them off guard, it's really something that we use to catch them off guard. We do a lot of different sessions. I won't say what all the sessions are, just because you're sitting here, Rich. We got your session. It's the Rich session. I call it something else, but we do that session. If you watch practice, we did. We were out there doing that today for 10 minutes. Then we do another session. The kids are like, "What are we going on? What are we? We're doing this, and this, and this." And I'm like, "Yes, these are different sessions. We're running different personnel to do those things and make sure that we know what we got, and then we'll do team offense." So we probably got in today 65 to 70 offensive plays today with our Rich session, our Cherokee Apache session, our regular session. So we probably got 70 offensive snaps on today in practice. And then defensively, they got, I don't know, 20-something plays in perimeter. And while they're doing perimeter, our D-line's down there. Everyone's getting their one-on-one stuff. They're down there beating each other to death and working on pass sets and their stunts. And so they got 20 in perimeter and then another about 25 in team defense. So we get over 100-something snaps in at practice in less than 2 hours.
That's a lot of hustle.
Right. But, you know, it's just something that we kind of get used to. So they do a pretty good job with it. So I couldn't complain. There was a few times we had a little bit of chitter-chatter and everybody wanted to goof around. But at times I thought they did a pretty good job staying focused and working on it today.
So late in the ball game, again, these last few teams are going to be really wars, real battles, or test some of your mettle. Is it more physical you're concerned about or more mental side late in the fourth quarter?
More mental for us, I think, than it will be physical. You know, I think the mental aspect of being there, when you get tired, you know, how you focus and what you do. If you're supposed to run a 10-yard route, you start running it at 8 and you start cheating it down and things like that. You know, it's one of those things. That depth plays a huge role. And today we were trying to rotate a lot of guys in on offense because we're going to take a bunch of shots down the field. And, you know, and when that guy runs down the field, we don't necessarily make him run and line back up.
No, you do not.
We walk a guy onto the field and he lines up in that spot and we're snapping it again in 9 to 10 seconds. So a little different philosophy, but we've got to keep everybody as fresh as possible and fly around to the football. So, you know, we worked on that this week. We've got a bunch of little things we've been working on.
When you look at John Millage, you mentioned it at the beginning of the show a little bit, but their offensive scheme changes. They go I, they go single back, they go no back, shotgun most of the time. Their schemes change a lot. How are you spying that out?
If I said that on the podcast, they'd know what I was doing.
I tried, folks. I tried, man.
There's keys and certain things that we look at. As soon as they break the huddle, we know it's certain sets or passing sets and certain sets or run sets, and we know who to read and certain things. So we feel pretty good about what we're doing and where we're at right there on that. So I think the kids have done a good job with it this week, and so we're prepared.
We'll just say Brandon has a really good poker face right now. Well, we'll be right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. We'll be back in a moment on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simons Island, St. Simons Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill, St. Simons Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simons Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simons Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bondwinger on location. We're at Nest Landing at St. Simon, and this segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, partners, St. Simon Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. By the way, special thanks for the service of those staff out here. They do a great job every week out at Nats. Even when we're on the air, the coach could serve a hot, hot meal. They do a great job. Round of applause, man. Yeah.
They are great. It's a good venue. Very, very good venue. It's a good job.
So John Miller just came in Friday night, back under the Oaks. Let's talk about their quarterback. Brandon Bellflower, 5'10", 150-pounder. His midseason stats, if I have the right stats here, this is outstanding. 684 yards. He's 8 touchdowns. Completes his passes 58% of the time. 684 yards. Are those accurate for him at the mid-break?
I guess. I don't know. He throws the ball well. He's left-handed. He's tall.
Yeah.
He gets the ball out. You know, like I said, he's got a quick release. I don't think he likes to run it a lot. He's a downfield kind of guy. He's a pocket guy. So he might have a few surprises this Friday, just trying to stand in the pocket. We have some guys going to be trying to make some plays and get back there. But he's a solid quarterback. He does what he runs their offense well. So we just have to be prepared to take him out of his game plan. I think our defensive line and linebackers, that some of the stuff that Coach Mathis has drawn up, as I was feeling those guys run by and touch me all week. they have a good scheme. Really well thought out. We've had 2 weeks to think on it, so we've been splitting time. It's a real well thought out plan, and the kids have a good grasp of what we're trying to do.
Their offensive line, according to the film I saw, they pull a lot. They get out front of that ball. If that running back's going, if the receiver's in the slot, there's a lot of movement on that line. Have you adjusted and schemed that well, do you think, or is that a concern with the way the line does move out?
That will be something as we're going. I know they try to pull the guards and stuff a few times. They don't like to pull the tackles, but they will pull the guards on powers and toss sweeps and things like that. That's going to be an interesting thing to see. I drew it up, and I thought, I wonder if they can do that with our guys, because our guys are quick, too, up front. So, you know, they may pull the guard, and our nose tackle or defensive tackle may be in his back pocket waiting on the guy to catch the ball or take the ball. So our guys do a really good job of staying with those guys, but they've got a good running game, and they do a good job.
Number 20, Ahmad Faustin is our primary running back, it looks like. Sophomore, 6 foot even, 194 pounds, 72-yard run I saw on film, really stood out. Quick, explosive speed. Looks like he's got that great vision downfield. Is he your number one concern on the running game?
Yeah, we got to stop him. We can slow him down. I think we got a good chance there. he's a good running back, sophomore. You know, he's about 195 pounds, 6 foot tall. He's going to get better and better every time he gets a snap. But, you know, like I said during the break, there's things we're looking at, and we're going to go play fast and do our job. And I think our guys, again, when I watch this on film, I can't tell how fast we are. And I think a lot of teams, when they come in and play us, they don't know how fast we are either. And, you know, and a lot of people, when I get done talking to the other coaches after the game, of course, they're already – they might want to punch me in the face because we're ahead by 50, but they do say, Coach, you are so much faster in real life than you are on film. So, you know, right now, he looks fast, and I don't know how fast – I know how fast we are, but we practice against each other every day, so
exactly.
It's common for us.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brian and Derek on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Their defensive side, you mentioned the last game they played out. They got 5 or 6 interceptions. Justin Alderton and Patrick McDaniel each had picks. They spy out the ball pretty good. They know how to read the quarterback. How are you prepared to make sure we're not going to throw a bad pass? We've been throwing a lot more.
What? We've been throwing more?
We've been throwing a lot more.
Oh, I didn't know we were even throwing the ball. I thought it was just a run game that we were doing. Thought that was what we needed to talk about. Offensively, we got a pretty good scheme. We're going to put pressure on them. Like I said, I got a lot of eyes on films. I got guys from St. Simons to Alabama to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to everywhere watching film. And I get a lot of texts. I got a lot of associate coaches that look at things and do a good job. And for them, they're going to give us certain coverages and certain formations, and we feel pretty good that we can make some adjustments. And we've done a few things this week to put some pressure on them in some certain areas. There's some kids that there's a few of their guys that they don't want to get in some one-on-one situations, and we've got to isolate those guys and put them in that one-on-one situation with our guys. And I don't know if their guy can cover our guy and vice versa. But, you know, I think they know that too, and we know that going into it. So we've got to go in and execute, make plays, and, you know, don't hurry the ball up. I think they're going to blitz and slant to try to get pressure on Jalen in the backfield, get on to the quarterback. But at the same time, we just got to get the ball out on the perimeter and get a block, one or two blocks here and there. And our guys can do a lot of damage, as we've shown here lately. If we get a block or two on the perimeter, we can get down the field real quick. So that's kind of our thing, is slow them down and then ground them up a little bit. So
earlier this season, we talked about for Jalen coming back in at quarterback, taking back over again. Your reads for a while was 1-2 run. Is he still the 1-2 run, or are you wanting to spy it out a little bit longer? Or how long does he need to hold that ball before you get anxious?
Me? I'm not anxious at all. I just usually point to who he's supposed to throw it to, and he's missed Denver a couple times standing in the end zone wide open. So, you know, he's getting better and better. The O-line's given him a lot of time up front in the last few games, last 2 or 3 games. So he's had a lot of time to get the ball down the field. And for us, getting him on the outside and finding those creases and him hitting it. The thing is, he can cover a lot of real estate with his feet too. So, you know, he's really kind of got it in his head. That clock's going in his head when he snaps the ball, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, we need to get the ball out or I need to go. So he's really starting to get that internal timer. He's done a good job with it.
What's made the biggest change in the O-line? Your O-line is blowing holes. They're actually standing the ground better, but they are making gaps for your running backs, especially. They're finding creases, they're popping up. What's the biggest change in that O-line this year?
We've been doing bench press. We've been just working out. I'm kidding. We're huge. We got some guys in it. We're massive. We still got Thomas and those guys up front, and Mike and Josh, you know. And you talk about it. We talked about it during the break. I think the thing right now for us is that we have that core guy, Mike, in the middle, and you got Josh Elliott also. Those two guys communicate and tell everybody kind of what we need to do and how to do it. And that right there, we're going to take a loss, but we also know that the next play we could get 15 yards. We might screw up. We're not going to win every battle. We know that. But we also know if we win 70% of our battles, that we may end up with 600 yards also. So it's not – we don't have to be perfect on every offensive play. We just have to be good enough to get in the way sometimes, and they do a good job. Our guys do a good job right now communicating, and working the other team and figuring things out. So right now it's really that camaraderie, that group that works together. They start to understand each other's strengths and weaknesses, and they help each other.
Final question of the night, injury report. You mentioned we have one that's out. Anyone else banged up? We had a two-week break here. How are we doing?
We got two guys down. Kyle will be out, and Mason McGraw will be out. And those two guys that's really been on the field and getting a lot of reps. Mason hurt his knee in practice, and Kyle got hit in the hip in that last game, and he's still out. So we're down two guys. I mean, a lot of people are like, well, you know, that's just two guys. But two guys, when they're playing a lot of reps, it's a big deal for us and our speed on our offense because we're running really, really fast. So I think we can get those guys healthy. Mason, we're still waiting to see. He had to go get an MRI and all that stuff, so we're going to wait and see on his knee. But Kyle might be another week. So if we can win these next two games, get the bye week, we get Kyle back in the playoffs. So that'll be big for us.
Next week it's Bullock, and we are on the road. And then after that, the playoff season will get underway. We have much more to talk about in the coming weeks ahead. But that's going to do it for tonight. It should be beautiful weather this Friday under the Oaks. It'll be great weather. So thanks for joining us again on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out, join us at Nash Landing on St. Simon's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Until then, we'll see you out on the football field this Friday night. Till then, I'm Rich Bontrager. Have a great week.